Phantom House. It's the place for podcasts.
From Philadelphia, PA, it's Avenue G.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
A mythical, mirthful, musical place.
It's groovy.
It's grand. And it's a place where anything is possible. Our show is podcast at avenue-g.net, where you can listen to all our shows. Joining us tonight is the self-evident Mac Jekyll, the always anaerobic Martha Michael, and Ed Feldman, strange visitor from the Isthmus of Tehuantepec. I'm your arguably sentient announcer, Andy Pettit. And now, here's your host, Jim Harris.
Yes. Well, thank you, Andy. I'm so excited. I can hardly breathe. Tonight's show is going to be amazingly spectacular. I fully expect that we'll be awarded the 2017 Nobel Prize for Economics.
We have a show. I think it's really groovy. It deserves to be recognized. I'm making plans to wear a tux in Oslo. Avenue G will win a Nobel Prize. We can win Nobel. Except they might say all that in Swedish or Norwegian. It's all the same to me. We can win Nobel.
Great, Jim, but our broadcast has nothing to do with economics. I suspect the Nobel Committee might figure that out.
Yeah, I know. But tonight's show is going to be so great, the Nobel Committee will make an exception and give us the award. For you see, tonight, I will be telling a heartwarming story from my youth about an enterprising pig named Flanario.
But, Jim, aren't there more important things you should be talking about? Venezuela's in chaos. North Korea's bonkers, and Mexico is so pissed off at Trump, they've banned the sale of orange hair dye.
Exactly. That's why we need to hear the story. There's nothing but bad news 24/7 on the TV set and the electro screen.
It's called the internet.
Right. The Andronet. And when people watch the news, all they get is sad and depressed. We need something that'll give our listeners hope for a better tomorrow.
Why don't you just send them wads of cash?
And that's why I'm proud to present the story of Flanario. It all began when I was a 5-year-old boy. One day, while I was playing on the living room floor, I saw a small pig run across the room and out the front door.
A small pig? Was it small enough that you could fit it into a shot glass?
No, Andy. It was like 2 feet long.
And you saw this small pig running through your house?
Yeah. I remember it as if it was yesterday.
Were you tripping on acid at the time?
I was a 5-year-old kid. I was reading a Donald Duck comic book. Anyway, I ran over to my mom in the kitchen, and I told her I saw this pig run out the front door.
Was that when she sent you into therapy?
No, that was later. Anyway, she said that I shouldn't worry because the pig was named Flanario, and he came into everybody's house, kind of like Santa Claus.
Did he bring you presents? And place them under a tree made of bacon?
My mother told me that Flanario was super intelligent. He lived in the neighborhood and grew vegetables secretly in everyone's flower garden. During the daytime, when people weren't home, he'd come into their house and clean the vegetables in their sinks.
Ah, so it was your mother who was taking the LSD.
Because Flannario was super intelligent, he couldn't live like other pigs. So what he did was, he would pick empty salad dressing containers from the trash. Then when people were not in their houses, he would sneak in and wash the salad dressing containers. Good as new. Once Flannario had washed all the salad dressing containers, he cut up the vegetables, added spices, vinegar, olive oil, and made salad dressing, which he would then give away to people who had no salad dressing.
Seriously? Salad dressing? What was it called?
It was called Pig Time. Flannario had a little song he used to sing while he was making it.
I have my jars, I'm making it. I make it nice and slow, yeah! It's hard to dice without thumbs. Oh yeah, listen to me now. My secret garden's growing! Oh! Woo.
Pig time!
You like the way I'm making it?
Pig time!
And slow now.
Pig time.
Yeah.
What? Pig time.
Talk about, boy. I'm reusing your jars.
Pig time.
My secret garden's growing.
Pig time.
I'm not sure how to say this delicately, Jim, but I think your mother was nuts. I seem to remember that she once slugged an elderly nun in the teeth.
Martha, I think you're confusing Jim's mother with my mother. My mother never hit a nun, but she once sucker-punched a monk.
That's amazing. My uncle Isidore was a monk, and he once got sucker-punched by a woman wearing an Argyle unitard. He also had a third ear, but it was on his ankle.
Will you two just let me finish my story?
Yes.
No.
I decided to see if my mother was telling the truth, so I went outside to look at the flower garden. And then I saw the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that must be Sharma Featherblink. She's a fabulous folk singer. I invited her to be on tonight's show.
I'll let her in. I need to go outside anyway to see if any of my carrier pigeons have returned with messages from far-off lands.
Fine, you do that. I'll finish my story. Where was I? Yeah, I had just found Flannario the Pig's secret vegetable garden. It was then that I looked up, and to my amazement,
I didn't know Martha had carrier pigeons. I thought they were all extinct. Didn't the last one die in a zoo in Cincinnati?
You're confusing them with passenger pigeons, Ed. Anyway, let me finish my story.
Hey, look, it's Sharma Featherblink, everybody.
Ed, what's with her? She's wearing a surgical mask.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for inviting me on your show.
Sharma, have you met Ed Feldman? He's our head writer.
Oh, hi. Aren't you the gal who works over at Downturn Abbey?
Well, actually, I just rent a room there, but my landlord, Lord Cheesington, seems to think I'm one of his employees.
Sharma's a guest on our show tonight?
Oh, sorry, I meant to tell you. I invited her. She's written some very important songs.
Important? What's an important song?
You know, songs about topics and social causes that everybody should know about.
So her songs have well-crafted lyrics and heart-stirring melodies?
Well, no, but they're important. Right, Sharma?
Right, Andy. Please excuse me. I seem to be having an allergic reaction. I'm highly glucose intolerant. Was anybody here drinking a sugary sweet drink?
You mean there's drinks that are not sugary and sweet?
I drank some lemonade about 3 hours ago.
Oh, that must be it. You are still exhaling traces of glucose. My body reacts to even the smallest amount of glucose in the environment.
Glucose? I think you may be confusing that with gluten. There's a lot of people allergic to gluten.
No, I meant glucose, although I am also gluten intolerant. Phew! Wow, was that someone in here eating gluten?
Probably me. Just before the show, I washed my hair in cookie dough.
So that's how you get it so silky smooth.
Ed, I'm going to have to ask you to put a bag over your head, and you with the lemonade breath, can you please put on this mask?
Sharma, please sit down and be comfortable.
Are any chemical cleaning agents used to clean these chairs? I can't come in contact with any chemical.
I can assure you that no cleaning agent of any kind was ever used on these chairs.
Sharma, instead of having us wear bags and masks, why don't you wear a mask?
Oh, I will, as soon as I finish singing my latest song. It's about Reikinomics.
Reaganomics? Jeez, you don't look like someone who'd be interested in Ronald Reagan's economic policy.
You misheard her, Jim. Her song is about Reikinomics. It's an application of the ancient practice of Reiki, in which a practitioner holds his or her hands above your body and channels healing energy into it.
You know, I know what you're talking about. I had a cousin, Gilgamesh. He was a Reiki repairman. He used to hold his hands above household appliances and fix them. It was a great idea, except for the fact that it didn't work.
Sharma has developed a new form of Reiki in which she channels the energy of the universe to make people rich. That's why she calls it Reikinomics.
The basic principle of Reikinomics is that I hold my hand over someone's wallet and $20 bills magically appear within it.
Sharma, what say you step up to the mic here and sing your song? Jim, I know you're going to love this.
Well, okay. She can sing one song, but then I want to get back to telling my story about Flannario.
All right, Sharma, give us all you got.
Well, I'll be damned, you're out of cash again. That's not unusual. Your wallet's never full, and your pockets as well. You should try the laying on of hands. You'll watch as your stash expands and see your wallet grow and how your pockets swell. In Reikinomics we channel your energy for financial stability. We boost the economy without leaving our chairs. When I extend my hands and open all your chakras, energy flow. Distant attunement off your elbows and onto your nose. Avenue G is how we get our message out there. Germantown will be hosting pilgrims from everywhere. Don't sit on the couch, why don't you give it a try? Operators are standing by to accept your credit card. It isn't hard.
Wasn't that great? Isn't she beautiful? I think she should sing more songs on our show.
It was a nice song, but I think we should get back to the regular comedy format of this show.
But I think Sharma could really help our ratings. She could perform Reikinomics on the broadcast and put cash into the wallets of those listeners. Don't you think they'd like that?
Well, sure, they might like money, but right now I'm in the middle of my story, and I'm sure folks want to hear what happens.
Sharma and I were thinking that we could change the format of the show. Instead of having some lame comedy bits and stupid songs, It would be all Reikinomics, all the time. We could change the world, Jim.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I have to pass on that. Now look, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to get back to telling my story about that wonderful little pig.
Jim, I wish it didn't have to come to this, but I'm going to have to take over the show. Sharma has an important spiritual message of peace and love. If you don't let us broadcast to the world, you're depriving people everywhere of enlightenment.
I'm afraid I have to agree with Andy on this one. Sharma's enlightened message to all of mankind could make us rich. Thus, I know it is divinely inspired. Jim, if you do not join us, we will throw you in the dungeon.
Have you been huffing glue? This is a radio station. We haven't got a dungeon.
Actually, we do. It's in the basement. This building was constructed in 1906 by the nephew of the Marquis de Sade. There is a fully functioning dungeon in the basement. It has a cast iron cage that is just
what?
Your size.
Oh, yep. Really? And this nephew of the Marquis de Sade, what was his name? What was he doing in Philadelphia?
His name was Barney de Sade.
I think you've all gone loopy. I'm going to continue with the show.
I'm afraid not, Jim. Ed, Sharma, help me tie Jim up with this rope.
Is it raw silk? Because if it's processed with any chemicals, I can't touch it.
Oh, wait! Stop that! You can't take over the show!
I've heard enough of your yammering, Jim. I'm going to put a gag in your mouth. There, what do you think of that?
Ed, throw this non-believer into the dungeon. Maybe that'll make him appreciate the peaceful and loving philosophy that is Reikinomics.
Come on, Jim. Let's go.
Andy, I'll take over as the star of the show. I'll begin by having a segment where all my believers can speak to me on the phone and tell me how wonderful I am. Won't that be fantastic?
It sure will. Can I be your announcer and sidekick? That would give my life true meaning.
Actually, I was thinking there was something else that you could do that would be even more transformative for you. I have a bag of laundry right here. It's filled with my special energy lattice shawls. I need you to go into the basement and put them in the washing machine.
Okay, but after that, I get to be your sidekick, right?
Indeed, you will become a very valuable member of the Reikinomics community. Now, be sure to use detergent with no dyes, perfumes, or sodium lauryl sulfate.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll clean these clothes and get back to you before you can say ba 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 shamalama ding dong.
And make sure to use the gentle cycle. The sacred shawls lose their effectiveness if you wash them on the permanent press setting.
I got you covered.
Oh, hi, Andy. What are you doing down here in the basement? The dungeon. Have you come to mock the wicked unbeliever Jim in its iron cage?
No, although that does sound like fun. I'm doing Sharma's laundry while she becomes a superstar.
Well, it'll be nice to have someone else joining me down in this dank, moldy basement. Jim's not a whole lot of company since I keep him gagged.
Maybe you should ungag Jim for a minute. It seems like he has something to say.
I shouldn't, but, you know, what the heck. Maybe he's ready to confess his crimes. I'll just untie him.
Andy, don't you see what Sharma's doing? She's playing you for a fool. You're down here in the basement while she's upstairs basking in the glory of being an internet radio show host.
You know, you might have a point there. Maybe my belief in Reikinomics has blinded me to the truth.
Yes. Yes, that's right, Andy.
Or maybe your faith in Reikinomics is too weak, Andy. Maybe you need to embrace Reikinomic fundamentalism.
What? There's no such thing as Reikinomic fundamentalism.
Sure there is. It's the same thing as Reikinomics, except that no one wears shoes.
Interesting. This appeals to me. Please, tell me more.
Andy, don't listen to Ed. He's just peddling more mumbo-jumbo designed to give himself more political power.
So, Andy, this means that since Sharma always wears shoes, she doesn't deserve to have her own radio show.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's time you put that gag back on Jim's mouth. You and I should go upstairs and take control of the radio station from Sharma.
Done and done. And upstairs to the station we go. Post haste.
Ed, Andy, stop making so much noise. I'm trying to run a radio program here. Your stomping is distracting me from my important work saving humanity. I've already raised enough money to buy myself a jet airplane with diamond-studded wingtips.
Too bad you'll never use that airplane. Ed and I are taking over the show. Your watered-down version of Reikinomics is destroying the moral fabric of our society. The only thing that can save us is Reikinomic fundamentalism.
Yep, the jig is up, Sharma. You must deliver a statement confessing to your grievous sins of misleading the Avenue G listeners, and then leave in disgrace.
Feeling guilty, that's why I'm through. I wasn't coerced, this statement is true. Reikinomics was a scam. I'm ashamed to tell you what I am. I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Maybe I'm no good. I'm gonna say it again. I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Maybe I'm no good. I broke a trust, I guess that's true. I bought a plane with donations from you. I'm begging forgiveness on Avenue G. Listeners, please have mercy on me. I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Maybe I'm no good. I'm gonna say it again. I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. Maybe I'm no good. I'm back
And there you have it, folks. Sharma Featherblink has admitted to corrupting the masses to gain personal wealth. It is now escorting her out of the studio, where she will wander the streets in exile, as a warning to all who would question Reikinomic fundamentalism.
Andy, I'm happy to report I have completed my task. Sharma will never set foot in this studio again.
Great. You are a true soldier for the cause of peace. You may return to your job in the dungeon, guarding the evil gym.
With pleasure, if you will excuse me. Hello, Jim. How's it going? I see it's almost time for your 3:30 waterboarding. I think you'll really enjoy it this time. I purchased a brand new bucket. What's that? Here, let me loosen the gag.
Ed, can't you see what's going on? Andy has become just as corrupt as Sharma was.
Yeah, you're right. Andy and Sharma were both using theology as an excuse for ruling as tyrants. But no one should do that.
Exactly.
Instead, politicians should seize power simply for the sake of seizing power. Why, I should be the host of the show just for being who I am, Ed Feldman. Is there anyone more intelligent, well-qualified, or, if I may say so, more hot and super sexy than me? I mean, than I?
Well, if you want, I could write you a list.
Indeed. It is my Feldmanism which makes me great. It is my Feldmanism that can lead us to a brighter tomorrow and make Avenue G great again.
Now it is time for me to run the show. Oh, oh, the podcast and the radio. Oh, oh, my new regime is ready to go. Oh, oh, listen up, I say. I am your generalissimo. Oh, oh, all would-be rivals must convert. Oh, go, oh. Oh, I am no kidding. This isn't some crazy jive. I'm Ed Feldman, no one's great as I am. I know I am a fascist, but your trains all come on time. I'm Ed Feldman, no one's great as I am. Believe it, embrace it, know it. I'm amazing, I'm sublime, and I say, let the people choose me, let no one refuse me, let all the women love me. Had to reveal myself and I chose you. And now I'll tell you what we're going to do. You will listen to me, you will obey me too. I am the answer, I am the light. I'm almost leftist, I am so far right. Declare me Caesar, I am thinking I just might. I'm Ed Feldman, no one's great as I am. I know I am a fascist, but your trains all come on time. I'm Ed Feldman, no one's great as I am. Believe it, embrace it, know it. I'm amazing, I'm sublime, and I say, let the people choose me, let no one refuse me, let all the women love me.
That's not right, Ed. You got it all wrong. Creating a cult of personality will not solve anything.
Sorry, Jim. Haven't got time to chat. I need to run upstairs and seize control of the show from Andy. Catch you later.
Ed, stop making so much noise. I'm trying to run a radio program here. Your stomping is distracting me from my important work, saving humanity.
Your time is over, Andy. I am taking over the show. Your fundamentalist version of Reaganomics is destroying the moral fabric of our society. The only thing that can save us now is Feldmanism. You can stay on as my lackey.
And what if I refuse?
I'll give you a wedgie so bad.
All right, don't hurt me.
Now go stand out front, guards the station.
Okay.
Yo, Andy, what's going on? I tried to get back in the studio, but the door was locked. I ended up going across the street to the decaf coffee house. I met this super dreamy folk singer named Woody Hardscrabble. Would you like to meet him?
Oh, hi, Martha. I'm not sure General Feldman would want me to do that.
General who? Hey, Woody, I'd like you to meet my friend Andy. He works on the radio show with me.
Glad to meet you, Andy. I just rode into Philadelphia in a boxcar with a bunch of hobos who haven't been able to find work ever since they lost their job directing Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. They taught me a song.
Hey, Mr. Bernie Sanders, find a job for me. I'm not working and there's not much chance I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Bernie Sanders, find a job for me. I gave $27 and came following you. I know your revolution has crumbled into dust. The campaign has gone bust, leaving me to ask, why didn't I back Clinton? The way it went amazes me. Why did you admit defeat? Trump's the one we could have beat. I mourn the state that you left our government in. It's time that I accept there's no chance you will return. For reasons I can't learn. And you're the only guy who could inspire us. So if we seem nostalgic for our time spent on the trail, it is to no avail. How could you find it in your heart to fire us? Hey, Mr. Bernie Sanders, find a job for me. I'm not working and there's not much chance I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Bernie Sanders, find a job for me. I gave $27 and came following you.
So, Andy, is Jim finished telling his stupid story about that pig yet?
No, Jim's stuck in an iron cage in the dungeon in the basement. Ed's gone mad with power and has taken over the show.
You know, Andy, I may have grown up in a suburban neighborhood in Minnesota, but as I traveled to New York City, I acquired an Oklahoma accent and a fire in my belly for social justice. It's time we take it down this capitalist running dog.
Agreed. Andy, you stay here and pretend that you're still loyal to Ed. Woody and I will crawl in through the basement window and free Jim. Then, we'll take control of the show from Ed. Jim, you poor thing. Gagged in a cage. Here, let's get rid of that gag.
Martha, Ed has taken over the show. We have to stop him before he announces his plan to build a wall made of piñatas around Mexico.
But if Ed builds a wall made of piñatas, won't people just take wooden sticks and break the wall open?
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, who's your friend with the scruffy beard and the beat-up guitar?
I'm Woody Hardscrabble, folk singer of the common man. My boot heels have been wandering across this mighty land through the jingle-jangle morning searching for a Napoleon in rags who's been blowing in the wind.
What?
He's a poet, Jim. He's important.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Listen, we need to go upstairs and get Ed off the air. Come on, let's go.
Ed, step away from the microphone. I am here to seize control of the station on behalf of the revolutionary organization which I represent.
Curses! I am powerless to fight you!
Hold on a second, Ed. Martha, you never told me you belonged to a revolutionary organization.
Oh, yes. Woody and I are both members of the Politburo of the Germantown Revolutionary Unity National Triumph Organization. better known as the GRUNTO.
Grunto? That's what you call yourselves?
Grunto is a noble organization dedicated to improving the lives of the downtrodden masses. Woody wrote a spectacular song about it. Play it, Woody, and I'll sing.
Well, okay there, Missy, but before I do, I have to make sure my guitar is slightly out of tune. Okay, here goes.
When I tell you about Grunto, revolutionary German town, unity, national triumph, the finest movement around. What do we stand for? Why do we fight? We stand for what is good. We stand for what is right. They call us GRUNTO. 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 Wanna shout about it every night. Grunto. Wanna shout about it every day. Grunto. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
I really think you need to come up with a better name than Grunto. It sounds like a medicine that old people take to go to the bathroom.
Woody, I think Jim is not fully dedicated to the Grunto Revolution. Perhaps we should send him to a re-education camp?
Is there a re-education camp around here?
Not exactly, but there is that cage in the basement.
Hey, what's going on? Has there been another takeover of the station?
Yes, Andy. I am in full control of the station. We are now the official organ of Grunto.
Martha is wrong. The station is still the official organ of Feldmanism.
Is there any way I can get you people to stop saying the word organ?
Guys, I hate to interrupt, but we have a visitor. A Mexican reporter was listening to our show, and he heard about the proposal to build a wall made of piñatas around Mexico. He'd like to talk to the star of the show.
Well, that would be Jim.
Yeah, he needs to talk to Jim.
Okay, I'll tell him to see Jim.
Oh, that's just great. I spent the last 2 hours in a cage, and now I'm the one who has to clean up your mess.
Martha, I can't believe that you gave up on the Grunto Revolution so easily. How can you be such a coward?
Actually, it's quite easy.
You're all a pack of petty bourgeois scum. I'm going to head out of town in a beat-up old school bus with my new lover, Sharma.
You're sleeping with Sharma? That hypoallergenic skank? How come you never told me?
Sometimes a hard rating's gonna fall on Mr. Tambourine Man when he aches, just like a woman with her amphetamines, her diamonds, and her pearls.
Have you suffered a brain aneurysm?
It ain't me, babe, you're looking for. Farewell is too fine the word, babe, so I'll just say, when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna jump for joy. Goodbye!
Well, at least we've gotten rid of one annoying person. So, Andy, bring the Mexican reporter in here, and I'll talk to him. What's his name?
Placido Domingo. He's a senior correspondent with Univision. I'll go get him. Jim, I'd like you to meet Senor Placido Domingo.
Nice to meet you, Senor Domingo. Andy tells me you wish to talk about something that was said on our show. And let me assure you that we here at Avenue G in no way wish to offend the people of Mexico.
Ahora mi hijo quiere una pared piñata para ella quinceañero.
He seems angry. How do you know what he's saying, Jim?
Andy, I'm fluent in 13 different languages. Let me handle this. Senor Domingo, you will have to forgive us. Here on Avenue G, we present comical skits, which we hope will be funny. However, one of our writers is, loco. He thought the piñata joke would be funny, but clearly he is a talentless bonehead.
Veo un loro en el cocina.
I agree. He probably does need to spend time in a mental institution. Now, normally, when one of our writers writes something stupid, I edit it out in the final script. But for this show, I was unable to do that because, well, my coworkers had locked me in a cage.
Veo un pinguino en la casa.
You raise a very good point there. Perhaps it would be better if we all debated our political differences like civilized individuals rather than trying to overthrow the power structure at the station. I think we'll try that right now. Tonight's debate Each contestant will be asked a question and get 2 minutes to respond. Our first question goes out to Andy Pettit, representing Reikinomics Fundamentalism. The question is, Mr. Pettit, how can it be that you are a proponent of strict morality, and yet we have acquired these photographs of you having an intimate relationship with a ficus plant in your office?
Okay. Well, those photographs have been doctored, and really, what a man does with a consenting adult houseplant in the privacy of his own office is really his own business.
But how can you explain those numerous love letters that we've acquired copies of, in which you wrote to your ficus plant? And of course, this copy of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, which you gave to your ficus plant, and which the ficus plant then sold on eBay for $15.32.
What? How could my ficus plant do that to me? It told me it loved me. Not made of stone, you know. I have desires, just like every other man.
I think I would have to disagree with you on that one. Nonetheless, don't you think that this affair disqualifies you to be the star of a radio broadcast so important to the freedom of the American people?
But Avenue G is just a podcast.
Just answer the question, Mr. Pettit, yes or no?
I suppose if you put it that way, no. I don't deserve to be broadcasting on Avenue G anymore. Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to leave this podium and go to the green room. As I recall, there is a philodendron in there that's ever so lush.
It's made of plastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think it's time to move on to our next participant, Martha Michael, representing Grunto, a populist group which does not discriminate against people based on race, creed, or number of teeth. Ms. Michael, please explain the controversy surrounding your carrier pigeons. The New York Times Pigeon Fancier Edition recently documented that you would receive messages via carrier pigeon in violation of the National Carrier Pigeon Security Act.
That is not correct. All of the messages I received were personal in nature. As you may recall, I gave testimony for 16 hours in front of the Congressional Subcommittee on Pigeon-Based Communication. I was cleared of all wrongdoing.
And yet, Ms. Michael, DNA tests determined that your so-called carrier pigeons were actually grackles, which you had bleached to look like carrier pigeons.
But I can explain. I was bleaching my pillowcases out on my deck when a grackle flew into them and... Oh, who am I fooling? I'm a complete fraud. The only reason I wanted to be host of this show is so that I could make millions of dollars speaking to Goldman Sachs.
I knew it. You're just the kind of monster Bill O'Reilly said you were. Hang your head in shame. Now get out of my sight. You disgust me. Our next question goes to former Generalissimo Ed Feldman, a man who is currently wearing a hat made of fruit, which spells out the words, "Make Avenue G Great Again." Although the word avenue is spelled wrong.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
My question is, you recently tweeted a picture of yourself eating a taco stuffed with chicken curry and Peking duck. The caption underneath it read, "Foreigners are great at cooking stuff."
Yes, that was one of my best tweets. I took that picture at the hotel I own in Midtown Manhattan. I call it Ed's Hotel. It's kind of a catchy name.
Please, Mr. Feldman, you must permit me to finish the question.
Listen, that tweet I wrote, that was a fabulous, fabulous tweet, you know. A lot of people are saying that this debate is rigged. Maybe it's true, maybe it's false. I don't know, but what I'm saying is, it's true. Is it really true? Probably not. But you know, it's true.
Mr. Feldman, don't you think that it's strange that you tweeted an image of foreign food and complimented the foreigners who cooked it, and yet the very next day you gave a speech in which you said that all foreigners should be forced to wear clown shoes?
Well, as you know, since my poll numbers have plummeted, I've moderated my stance on clown shoes. Now I propose that they should only wear one clown shoe.
And what about those photographs of your wife jello wrestling with the Pillsbury Doughboy?
What about them? Those pictures were great. I took them myself. Jim, my message is simple. I am a living God. And as host of the Avenue G show, I will renegotiate with all of our advertisers so that they will pay millions to advertise with us.
Avenue G doesn't have any advertisers.
How do you make money?
We don't. In fact, we're deep in debt. If you become host of the show, you'll be responsible for that debt.
What? I thought the station was a cash cow. Hey, Martha, Andy, did you know that this show is bankrupt?
No, it's not bankrupt. We're too poor to declare bankruptcy. I think a better term to describe our situation would be, bereft.
But Jim, if being the host of the show doesn't make you rich, why do you do it? What's the point of doing anything if it doesn't give you material gain?
Andy, the reason I do the show is the same reason that flowers bloom in the dark and that snow geese fly north in the winter. I do it for the joy of spreading humor and good cheer throughout this sad and weary world.
I'm pretty sure snow geese fly south.
As the good book says, lead a horse to water and it will drink, but teach a horse to make water And what were we talking about?
You were explaining to us why you host this radio show.
Oh, I just like having a good time and making people laugh. You know, the world is a pretty screwed up place, and sometimes we need a break from the madness by listening to silly songs and stories about little pigs making salad dressing.
Oh yeah, how did that story end?
Well, after I found the vegetables that Flanario had planted in my mother's flower garden, I looked across the street, and I saw a man waiting for a bus.
That's a rather anticlimactic ending.
I'm not done. There was a hole in the ground next to the bus stop, and out of it hopped Flanario. He was holding a recipe book, which he handed to the man at the bus stop. And that man was none other than the movie star, Paul Newman.
Why would Paul Newman be waiting for a bus?
And as we all know, Paul Newman started a salad dressing business that gave millions of dollars to charity.
Wow.
So the story had a really happy ending. And the moral is, if ye give freely of yourself to make others happy, ye will be happy too. I even wrote a song about it. Would you guys like to hear it?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Whatever happened to Flanario, the pig?
Martha, that pig was me.
Get the net.
But how can that be? You're not a pig.
Yes, I am, Andy. And so are you. And Mac and Ed and Martha, too.
Yeah.
We are all Flanario.
Right.
And we all have something valuable to give to the world.
Ah.
Even if it's something as simple as, well, this podcast.
Yeah.
Here, Andy, hand me that piano and I'll sing it for you. Gather round, everyone. You know, we're in this life together. We don't need a lot of combative ideology. We just need to be good to each other. We just need to spread a little joy.
A story and a laugh can cheer you when you're blue. And the things that overwhelm you seem impossible to do. A podcast full of mirth can help to see you through. Oh, it might not seem to mean that much at all, but it'll do. It'll do. When you're short on hope and you feel like you don't care and you're sure you'll never win, just a silly little song or a skit to share, at least it can give you a grin. A story and a laugh are waiting for you here. Just a dose or two of zany comedy, 'cause we believe that the greatest things in life are free. Just a smile from you is all we want to see. That'll do. That'll do. That'll do, friend. That'll do.
Well, that's it for this edition of Avenue G. Tonight's show was cooked up by Mac Jekyll.
Cook it.
Martha Michael.
Hello.
And Jim Harris.
That's me.
With special sauce from Ed Feldman.
Yeah!
For those of you in the Philadelphia area, come out and see our live audience show every first Friday at 7 p.m. at Alma Mater Restaurant, 7165 Germantown Avenue. You can check out all our podcasts anytime online at avenue-g.net. I'm Andy Pettit, and on behalf of all of us magical pigs here at Avenue G, we wish you happiness. Good night.